USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is continuing to be singled out by the West for invading Ukraine. British oil giant BP says it will exit its 20% stake in Russian oil giant Rosneft. That equity has been valued at $14 billion. Europe itself is also taking action. The EU says it will close its airspace to Russian flights and finance weapons for Ukraine. Canada has also closed its airspace to Russian flights. Nearly half of the 500 million free COVID-19 tests made available to the public by the Biden administration still haven't been claimed. More than 45 million orders were received in January on the first day that tests were given away. Officials say that number has now dropped to 100,000 a day. Former President Trump was the featured speaker at the Saturday edition of CPAC in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The national soccer teams for Poland and Sweden say they have no intention of playing Russia in upcoming World Cup playoff qualifiers in March. Both teams cite the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The leaders of both teams urged FIFA to cancel matches where Russia is a participant. A study released this week found stand your ground laws are associated with an increase in gun homicides. The report issued by the Journal of American Medical Association found that monthly homicides by firearms rose up to 11% in 23 states that enacted the laws. The greatest increases were in Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Missouri, where it ranged from 16 to 33.5%. The study also found some states like Texas and Arizona didn't have any significant increases after laws passed there. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist panned President Biden's job in his first year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Workers at another Starbucks brewed up another union.
Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said, "The company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. We hope the union does the same." From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
One man is dead and 13 others were wounded during a party early Saturday morning at a Las Vegas hookah bar. Police say two people got into an argument and exchanged gunfire. Captain Dory Corin is with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
Officers did an exceptional job immediately securing the scene and rendering aid, to include applying tourniquets and providing CPR.
No suspect descriptions were readily available. Uncharted, based on the video game, led ticket sales at the box office for the second weekend in a row. It made more than $23 million. The film stars Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. Dog starring Channing Tatum landed the number 2 spot. Rounding out the top 5 were Spider-Man, No Way Home, Death on the Nile, and Jackass Forever. For news on demand at any time, go to our website, usaradio.com, and be sure to look for us on Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.